Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft announced the 28-inch touchscreen Surface Studio 2, an updated version of its all-in-one PC. The foldable desktop is supposed to be 38% brighter, with 22% more contrast than the previous model, and you can get it with the NVIDIA GeForce 1060 or 1070 graphics cards. Prices start at $3,499, available November 15th. The Microsoft Surface Pro 6 now comes with Intel's 8th-gen processors and is available in black. Improved cooling supports quad-core processors, and it's supposed to last 13.5 hours on a charge. It also does not have USB-C ports yet. The Surface Pro 6 starts at $899 with an Intel Core i5 processor, available on October 16th. The 1.7-pound Surface Laptop 2 also comes with 8th-gen Intel Core processors, starting at 128 gigs of storage, up to a terabyte, with 8 or 16 gigabytes of RAM available. Microsoft claims it has the thinnest LCD for a touchscreen panel and gets 13.5 hours of battery life as well. It also does not have a USB-C port, but it does come in black. The Surface Laptop 2 starts at $999, available for pre-order now, shipping October 16th. Microsoft also announced its first set of Surface headphones. The over-the-ear noise-canceling headphones have Cortana built in and 13 levels of noise-canceling that you can adjust by rotating a ring on the left ear. Music pauses when you take the headphones off and resumes when you put them back on, and a touch area on the ear cups controls playback. It uses Bluetooth 4.2 and charges over USB-C. Battery life is claimed to be 15 hours. Surface headphones come to the U.S. this autumn for $350. Along with new hardware, Microsoft announced Microsoft Surface All Access. This lets you buy a Surface device for a monthly fee over a two-year period and includes access to Office 365, in-store training, and top-tier support. The Surface Go costs $25 a month, the Surface Book 2 $55, the Surface Pro $48, the Surface Laptop $47, and the Surface Studio $151 a month. Finally, Microsoft made the Windows 10 October 2018 update available with automatic updates to start next week. Plex has added web shows like ASAP Science, Household Hacker, The Pet Collective, Epic Mealtime, and more. You can subscribe to the shows within the Plex app, and it will alert you when new episodes arrive, as well as track older shows and suggest shows that seem to match your interests. Amazon announced the Fire TV Stick 4K that includes support for 4K, Dolby Vision HDR, HDR10, HDR10 Plus, and Dolby Atmos surround sound. It also has a 1.7 GHz quad-core processor, the fastest processor in any Fire TV device Amazon sells. The remote comes with an IR transmitter for control of your soundbars and cable boxes and such. It's available for pre-order now, shipping October 31st for $50. In addition, Amazon's making the voice-powered remote that's sold with the Fire TV Cube sold separately to be used with other Fire TV devices for $30, shipping October 31st. Facebook announced its investigations show that third-party services that use Facebook for login do not appear to be affected by copied tokens. Facebook revealed Friday that attackers were able to access login tokens for up to 50 million Facebook accounts. Kobo launched the 8-inch Kobo Forma e-reader. It's IPX8 waterproof, up to 2 meters, weighs 197 grams. That's about 15% lighter than the Kobo Aura 1. Has an e-ink Mobius display that can handle being dropped from more than 6 feet, as well as handle more bends and twists. And the Forma adds tactile page turn buttons on the right-hand side. Pre-orders begin October 16th, and the Kobo Forma comes to stores in Canada, the US, UK, Italy, the Netherlands, France, and Japan and Spain October 23rd. Followed by more countries in early 2019. Finally, the Wi-Fi Alliance has announced that the next version of Wi-Fi, up till now known as 802.11ax, will now be called Wi-Fi 6. 802.11ac will now be called Wi-Fi 5, and 802.11n, Wi-Fi 4. The idea is to make it easier for people to tell which version of Wi-Fi is the newest. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.